There was nothing so very particular, perhaps, about the appearance of the elderly man I saw. He was brown and brawny, like most old seamen, and heavily rolled up in blue pilot cloth, cut in the Quaker style. Only there was a fine and almost microscopic network of the minutest wrinkles interlacing round his eyes, which must have arisen from his continual sailings and many hard gales, and always looking to windward, for this causes the muscles about the eyes to become pursed together. Such eye wrinkles are very effectual in a scowl. "Is this the captain of the Pequod?" said I, advancing to the door of the tent. "Supposing it be the captain of the Pequod, what dost thou want of him?" he demanded. "I was thinking of shipping." "Thou wast thou? I see thou art no Nantucketer. Ever been in a stove-boat?" "No, sir, I never have." "Dost know nothing at all about whaling, I dare say, eh?" "Nothing, sir, but I have no doubt I soon shall learn. I've been several voyages in the merchant service, and I think that—"
"Merchant service be damned! Talk not that lingo to me. Dost see that leg? I'll take that leg away from thy stern if ever thou talkest of the marchant service to me again. Marchant service, indeed! I suppose now ye feel considerable proud of having served in those marchant ships. But flukes, man, what makes thee want to go a-whaling, eh? It looks a little suspicious, don't it, eh? Hast not been a pirate, hast thou? Didst not rob thy last captain, didst thou? Didst not think of murdering the officers when thou gettest to sea?